Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, the government is expected to announce a package of measures tomorrow worth almost €2 billion in the budget, aimed at addressing cost of living increases. Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue are holding a series of meetings today with their cabinet colleagues. It's understood that the focus in today's meetings will be on social protection, a package for businesses, and finalising the cost of living measures. There are said to be ongoing discussions on a possible reduction in the VAT rate for the hospitality sector. Well, here to tell us what they want from tomorrow's budget, we're joined by Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, Suzanne Rogers, who's Research and Policy Analyst and Social Justice Ireland, and Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone, and you're all very welcome. And Michael, I'll come to yourself first. Can you tell me what is the top priority for your members for tomorrow?
Good evening, Sarah, and good evening to your listeners. Our priority remains unchanged. It's the restoration of the 9% VAT rate that was increased last September by 50% to 13.5%. We've seen the catastrophic impact that decision of government last September has done to businesses, the length and breadth of the country, particularly in the food arena, where most recent research has pointed out that food margins are now down at 1.9%. And when we're looking at an industry like the hospitality and tourism sector, and there are 280,000 jobs connected to the sector, we want to ensure we have a vibrant and we have a sustainable industry. So as we head into the towards budget 2025, we've been working with our positions in to try and ensure that government, I suppose, take on board this evidence to ensure that that is brought back to the 9%.
And how optimistic are you that that will actually happen?
Well, we won't know until tomorrow. We've certainly put our position forward to the government parties, to the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And the government have listened. They understand our position. Our government have been very clear that they're pro-business and that they're pro-jobs. And in that context, then, we've put our position forward. And I think it's important to point out that back in 2018, when VAT was at 13.5%, since then, even at the lower VAT rate last year for much of 2023, VAT receipts were over 585 million more than 2018. So our sector is more than playing its part in providing returns to the Exchequer.
It has been reported there's a support package for businesses worth up to €120 million that might be or is likely to be administered as an energy support payment. Would that do instead of the VAT rate cut?
Well, look, unfortunately, it won't. The reality of it is that there were support measures introduced in the life of Budget 2024, which was announced last year and midway through this year. And we saw those measures, while they were well-intentioned and specifically targeted, they were hard to access and they excluded a massive portion of the industry. And I suppose from that perspective, we know when we've done our research and when we've engaged with the models in terms of calculating the costs of doing business in our sector, remember, it's 18%. More, we've seen inflation in business over the last 18 or two years, and it's far outstripping in the inflation rate. And when we see that going on, unfortunately, government measures in the region of what you're alluding to just won't go far enough.
Is there any other measures that you'd be looking for aside from that, or as well as the VAT rate cut?
Well, look, the VAT is critical. It is absolutely key to restore that to the 9% so that we ensure we have a proper framework in place to ensure our industry is viable and sustainable into the future. But we hear a lot about the National Training Fund and that massive sum of money that's there that could be tapped into providing education and development opportunities for people that might be interested in coming into our sector. Remember, the hospitality and tourism industry, Sarah, is the largest indigenous industry in this country. We can't lift our restaurants and our hotels and our tourist attractions and reposition them to other countries. So therefore, we're on site. The opportunity is there to give employment. But if there's frameworks in place to ensure we can provide meaningful training courses, the National Training Fund could be applied to that.
All right. Thank you very much. That's what Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, wants. Lots of you texting to 51551 with your own thoughts on this. One person suggesting, Marie suggesting, that you should use the money to improve the health services, giving immediate priority to children with scoliosis, cancer and autism. I'll go to Suzanne Rogers now from Social Justice Ireland. And Suzanne, what are your key requests from the budget?
That's a huge question, and I suppose I have a limited time in which to answer it. But I mean, I might focus on social welfare. I think, you know, in a conversation where we're talking about budget surpluses in a conversation where we're talking about a country at full employment, whatever that actually means. Our focus really needs to be on those households that are struggling. And there's a considerable number of them. I mean, we had the survey on income and living conditions earlier on this year. Like, you know, a fifth of households are experiencing deprivation, which means they're going without. So for us, like, it's a minimum of 25 extra across, you know, the core social welfare rates. We would be looking for the reduced rate for people under 25 if they're currently getting job seekers. They get a smaller amount. That needs to be equivalised. We're looking for an extra 50 on top of child benefit. And then for the qualified child increase, an extra 6 for children under 12, 11 for children over 12. A cost of disability payment really needs to be introduced. We're suggesting that it comes in at a 20 a week for the moment, with a view to increasing and building upon that.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, really in that space, a lot of things need to be done.
Well, it looks like you're going to get about half of what you're looking for there when it comes to the social welfare rate increases. The Taoiseach, the Micheál Martin, saying earlier that there will be across the board increases in weekly welfare rates of €12.
And I mean, when we look at, you know, things like average wages in Ireland, according to the Parliamentary Budgetary Office, between 2013 and 2023 have grown by about 33%. Job seekers, and this is back of an envelope rough calculation by myself, have grown by 17%. So we're seeing, OK, wages are increasing. They talk about this year being the first year where we'll actually see real wage growth, which is in that we'll see more than inflation. But if your income is fixed, be that for pensions or job seekers, carers, disability allowance, you don't have the ability to work extra hours or to change your job. You're very reliant on these payments. And a piece of analysis done by Age Action shows that €100 in 2024 has the same spending power that €84 had in 2020. So it's critical that these payments be brought up to the stage where they just provide for the basics. I mean, the poverty figures next year, I think, are going to be extraordinary if we don't do that. And I have a concern that we're just going to see...
Well, we're not going to do that by the looks of things. So is that your expectation then, that the poverty rates will be extraordinary next year?
I would have thought so. Because again, like, what we're seeing is the conversations again are about inflation going down, but prices aren't dropping. You and I go to the supermarket, all of your listeners are going to the supermarket, and I don't see the prices dropping. So my basket of basic goods, petrol in the car, heat on, light on, none of those costs are coming down. The central bank...
All right, sorry, Suzanne, I'll stop you there, but thank you, and no doubt we'll be speaking to you again over the week when we hear exactly the details. That's what Suzanne Rogers from Social Justice Ireland is looking for. Another one of your texts in relation to this, Pat in Limerick says, with the €25 billion budget surplus, there should be affordable housing for everyone in the state. The state needs to do more to assist people to obtain homes. No more bike shed economics, says Pat. We want results and value for our surplus. I'll go to Sean Moynihan now from Malone. And Sean, what is your key ask in tomorrow's budget?
I suppose around the social protection budget, I suppose in some ways that we stop doing this every year. I think the reality of it is as the population increases over the next 10, 15 years by 800,000, 5 out of 8 of those people will be over 65. We can predict the government has committed to benchmarking the pension to the average 34% the average industrial wage, and ultimately do benchmarking processes. So whereas our ask tomorrow is €18 on the pension, and €18 again, what we would like them to see is them planning for that ageing demographic and building this into the budgets as they go forward. Obviously, on top of that is the living alone allowance to go up by a minimum of €10. And again, to start benchmarking in that as an appropriate payment, because obviously those 1 in 5 older people live on their own. And for those living on the pension, around one in five of them live in poverty or at risk of poverty. And again, with the telephone allowance, we're looking for that, a 750 increase, but really transitioning to benchmarking it and linking that into basically a broadband so we can jump the digital divide and ultimately get people access. Fuel allowance, again, minimum of €10 and maybe some one-off payments because of that. I think the thing for us is, in a loan, lots of age groups among older people are different. But for us, 48%, we do a survey every year, 48% of the people who use our services who came back to us have had trouble paying bills. and ultimately as around 70%.
Just finally on this then, Sean, will the cost of living package that we're being told we're getting €2 billion in cost of living measures, but all one-off payments, is that something that you would welcome then? Does that really help people get over the winter period and the difficult period, or would you prefer that money be used for, I suppose, more recurrent spending?
I think. Look, at the end of the day, it's the once-off payments. If we hadn't had the once-off payments through some of the crises of the last couple of years, right, as Suzanne said, the poverty figures for older people would have been off the scale. Mm. So anything that provides an intervention that puts a floor under people, like we did during COVID for working people, is really important and to be welcomed. And in some ways, really for us is. Tomorrow, the budget is on International Older People's Day. And so we also want to see the foundations built for that ageing demographic to make sure that older people have access to health, to housing, and also a basic income that gives people safety and security post-retirement.
All right, Sean Moynihan with The Loan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Now, I'm really sensing a growing sense of anticipation about tomorrow's budget. Maybe it's the fact that it might be coming close, weeks away from a general election, or that there's a record surplus of €25 billion being recorded because of the Apple money as well, as I mentioned at the start. But I ask listeners, what is an absolute must fix in the budget tomorrow? In your world, you can text to 51551, and so many of you are texting already. A listener says, I think the government should restore all the cuts they made to children with additional needs when the country went bust, and invest the money in helping their families as they save the country billions, says a listener. Mary from Dublin says, two adult children, one back home, can't afford rent, other paying €1,300 per month on his own wages, €35,000. Impossible, says Mary. Another one before Sarah, you might take one or two more. A listener says, proper health services for people with Parkinson's disease, physio, counselling, help with speech and swallowing, respite and home help. They're neglected on so many fronts, says that listener.
You know, it's really interesting. So far, no texting, tax cuts. I'm really interested to hear from people. Is tax cuts what you want to see tomorrow? Because it's not what we're seeing in the text. A couple more texts on this. Income limit for fuel allowance and the living allowance. Loan allowance, only half that of two persons in household. That's not comprehensible when you think of all the outgoings. It's the same for both, barring a cost food difference. If my husband was alive earning a state pension in addition to my income, we would qualify, says that person. A lot of people talking about housing, build houses, repair houses, repurpose vacant properties as homes for one or multiple occupants, just provide decent shelter for all, says that person. And lots of people as well texting in relation to disabilities and looking after children. One more text for now. Ahead of tomorrow's budget, our biggest wish is that they end means testing for carers allowance. My child is non-verbal, autistic, ADHD, moderate intellectual disability and has severe anxiety. We have locks on all our doors and windows. She's a flight risk, impulsive and consistently a danger to herself. I had to give up my career to care for her, a whole wage down, but because my husband earns over the threshold, I get nothing. It's a 24/7 job with high care needs and I feel invisible, says that person.
Yeah, and they come, can I read one more? Because these asks are coming in all shapes and sizes, and we really appreciate the text because it gives us a sense really as to what the government is facing in terms of the diversity of ask, and notwithstanding the record surplus. A listener says to 51551, country roads, country secondary roads should be widened by at least 1 metre. Some of them, vehicles can't meet without stopping. And you might scoff at that, some of you, but given what we've seen in our roads recently, maybe that is a good point and maybe it will be taken into account. I don't know. Anyway, keep your text coming to 51551 and we'll get to as many of them as we can throughout the programme.